This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hours after suggesting a possible delay in this year's presidential election, President Donald Trump on Thursday said he did not want to postpone the vote, but remained concerned that millions of mail-in ballots would cause problems. Speaking at the White House, Trump told reporters he doesn't want the election delayed, but he also doesn't want one, in his words, that doesn't mean anything.
Do I want to see a date change? No, but I don't want to see a crooked election. This election will be the most rigged election in history if that happens.
Trump cited recent media reports about potential problems with mail-in ballots arriving late. The president does not have the authority to change the election date. That power resides with the Congress. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill from both parties rejected the notion of moving this year's election. Former presidents, members of Congress, and civil rights leaders have paid their last respects to longtime U.S. Representative John Lewis at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Former U.S. President Barack Obama said that Lewis was a giant among men.
What a gift John Lewis was. We are all so lucky to have had him walk with us for a while and show us the way.
Lewis, an Alabama sharecropper's son who strove for equality for blacks in an America grappling with racial bigotry and segregation, was a fiercely determined champion of nonviolent protest and was inspired by the late Martin Luther King, Jr. His death from pancreatic cancer comes as America reckons with its history of racial discrimination following the May 25th death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Thursday spikes in the number of new COVID-19 cases in some countries were driven partly by young people letting down their guard. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros warned that the world needed to learn to live with COVID-19.
We have said it before, and we will say it again. Young people are not invincible. Young people can be infected. Young people can die.
The United States leads overall infections of coronavirus, followed by Brazil and India. Hong Kong has disqualified a dozen pro-democracy candidates from running in a key election. Lucy Fielder of Reuters reports.
Those disqualified include activist Joshua Wong and others who won an unofficial primary vote held by the opposition camp earlier this month. The government ban, which it says could be followed by further disqualifications, comes a month after Beijing imposed the new law to rein in dissent in the semi-autonomous city. It will throw China further on a collision course with the West. Critics say it wants to curb the ascendancy of a young generation of Democrats after they swept district council elections last year. Chances for a historic opposition majority in Hong Kong's mini-parliament could take a further blow if the September 6th vote is postponed as expected. Candidates are expected by law to pledge allegiance to Hong Kong and the Basic Law.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The coronavirus pandemic gave the U.S. economy its biggest blow since the Great Depression in the second quarter of this year. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens has more.
GDP, the broadest measure of economic activity, shrank 32.9% in the second quarter in the biggest economic dive since the government started keeping records in 1947. That was more than triple the previous all-time decline of 10% seen back in 1958. Much of that weakness came in April when the economy grounded to a halt with stay-at-home orders forcing the closure of restaurants, bars, factories, and many other businesses. Since then, many states have tried to reopen with varying degrees of success. New coronavirus cases have spiked in many of those early states, forcing them to scale back those efforts. More than 1.4 million people signed up for first-time jobless benefits last week. All told, over 30 million Americans received some type of government unemployment assistance during the month of July.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.